In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Doesn't matter who you are, the risen Lord suffered and died on a cross for you. Please note, my podcast series is devoted to the Catholic faith. My goal is to reignite our faith. Please note, my podcast remains explicitly of my own experience and opinions. However, any core belief or statement made regarding the Church comes solely from approved Church sources, such as the Catholic Church Catechism. Hello, and welcome to Volume 11, Part 6 of my mini-series. Today we'll be discussing the Sacrament of Holy Orders. Now, the information I will share with you today has come from the Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So what is the Sacrament of Holy Orders? Put simply, it is the sacrament through which the mission entrusted by Christ to his apostles continues to be exercised in the Church until the end of time. Through a special gift of the Holy Spirit, this sacrament enables the ordained to exercise a sacred power in the name and with the authority of Christ for the service of the people of God. An ordained priest carries this special gift in order to carry out his mission as entrusted to him by Christ from the very beginning. It is important to note this statement by St. Thomas Aquinas. Only Christ is the true priest, the others being only his ministers. In short, there are three degrees that make up the Sacrament of Holy Orders. The degrees relate to a bishop, a priest, and a deacon, with each position being different and unique within its own responsibility. A bishop, for instance, is the head and unity of a church known as the Vicar of Christ. He fills the office of shepherd and is assisted by his own priests and deacons. So what are the effects of the Sacrament of Holy Orders? This sacrament yields a special outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which configures the recipient to Christ in his triple office as priest, prophet, and king, according to the respective degrees of the sacrament. Ordination confers an indelible spiritual character. Ordained priests speak and act not on their own authority, but rather in the person of Christ, the head, and in the name of the Church. Who can receive this sacrament? Only a validly baptized man. The Church recognizes herself as bound by this choice made by the Lord himself. No one can demand to receive the Sacrament of Holy Orders, but must be judged suitable for the ministry by the authorities of the Church. There you have it, just a very quick, brief discussion on the Sacrament of Holy Orders. I hope you enjoyed that. Obviously, your best place for further information would be your local parish priest, which I strongly suggest if you have any questions about the life and the function of our priests in the Church or our deacons and or our bishops, that would be the best place for you to go and have a discussion with them over it. Until next time, thank you very much for listening to my podcast. God bless, and I hope you're very safe in this current environment of ours.